Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Tammy Didlot of the American National Cattlewomen. Once again with us after this.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have guys across the Midwest that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Just head to BigIron.com, click on the list of district managers, find your area, and give them a call. They'll come right out to your farm to help you list, describe, and take pictures of your items. These guys know what equipment buyers are looking for. And remember, everything sells on BigIron.com. You won't pay transportation costs to ship it, and the fees are minimal. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farmer job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's near you or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Each week, new items are selling, so head to BigIron.com, become a bidder, and start buying the equipment you need. Visit BigIron.com.
She's the president of the American National Cattlewomen. Tammy Didlot has been in that role for the last 12 months, getting ready to hand over the reins in Tampa next week. She says ANCW's got a unique opportunity to step out and talk to consumers. Ranch ladies talking one-on-one with folks that enjoy their product, beef.
Yes, we are, and we have a National Beef Speakers Bureau that just does just that. It kind of gives people permission to eat beef. It shares the whole production story from, you know, pasture to plate, and we actually train our speakers, even if they come at the industry from one area or another, we actually train them to understand the whole process so that they can speak intelligently to people who are really trying to understand where their food comes from, and we have to do a good job of that. We just can't assume that people know, and we have to be good ag advocates. And I think that, you know, you're going to see a lot more of that. The United States Farmers and Ranchers Association just announced their Faces in Agriculture. We are a part of that as well. We spend some time, you know, working with our other animal alliance associations and affiliates and really trying to work closer together to make sure we have a united front in explaining the whole animal production and where your food comes from.
We asked Tammy to share a couple of the highlights of her year as ANCW president with us.
It's a life experience, and it's going to be hard to narrow it down to a couple. But I tell you that the one thing that I hope to take away from this is that I will continue to be a voice for the industry and not say, okay, that was cool and it's done. I don't think you're ever done. But I think also you have to look at ways that you can maybe a way for me to open my eyes to explain truly how we do things, and we have to be a strong advocate for our industry. And we can't just assume somebody else will take that role.
And we asked Tammy Didlot about the mood of the ship, given all the adversity in the cattle business these days.
Well, you know, I have to say the people in the beef industry and in agriculture in general, the most optimistic people that I've ever met in my life, because it would be easy to just, you know, go, man, this is really a bummer. We're at our lowest cow herds in 60 years. And you know, you just, and everything is kind of going up and as far as prices go. And you always wonder, you know, what's around that next curve. But the reason we do what we do is because we enjoy it. And I think that really, for the most part, people just are trying to stay positive and they'll get through this. You know, that's the one thing about people in the country, they just get through. There's always a challenge. You know, weather is something that you can't bank on, and that's nothing new. It does wear on you, and I will have to say people are a little bit more frayed right now as far as their nerves are, you know, kind of shot because of a lot of the challenges that they have. But I think that, you know, overall people are, you know, trying to be optimistic, and we're just, you know, keep praying for rain.
Pride and joy of Oklahoma, the American National Cattlewomen President Tammy Didlot. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.